played. I mean, his playing time down a little bit because of the teams he's been playing. Have you seen him make some progress?
Yeah, when he is out there, obviously he's a factor on some plays. Depending on the teams that we play, depending on what personnel groupings that they put on the field, depends really how much he plays. So when he is out there, he's making some nice plays. He's doing his job, and he takes some reads away from the quarterback within his zone coverage drop. So he's doing a real nice job of understanding what we want out of that auto position.
It seems like that position in general has been limited over the last 4 years just because of playing time and everything. Yep. Has there been any thought of switching it up with that position, maybe playing it more like a Sam linebacker or anything like that?
Well, to be honest with you, it is a Sam linebacker with an auto name. I mean, that's all it is, to be honest with you. Everybody goes, you need a Sam backer? Yeah, well, we got a Sam backer. It's called the auto. But it's the same thing that, we call the Sam up in Seattle. We just named it the auto here. But when they, get into little people, we're going nickel. You just get real good matchups on the field. So it doesn't matter if you want to call a Sam or an auto. They're still going to play the same amount of reps.
You blitzed Telvin and Paz a little bit more each of the past couple games. They just haven't gotten there. Are you seeing that making the quarterback throw quicker, though?
We want to get the ball out quick as we can. You've seen some of those. The first explosion play that we had last week was basically all in the rush. He was able to stand back there. We had to plaster, and you can only plaster so long. So, we want to get the ball out fast. But at the same time, with obviously the teams that we're running, these are more run-style stopping blitzes than they are trying to get after the passer. But we just want him to be able to feel us and get the ball out quick.
This is the first time, I guess, Jalen's going to go through facing an elite receiver for the second time. Yeah, how does that change for him? Does anything change for him with that?
Well, they're doing some different things with him. As we look at our last breakdown compared to this breakdown, they're moving him a little bit more, putting him in different spots. He's just not always outside. So it's going to be tough to match Jalen, consistently with him. They're doing a really nice job of moving him. So, Jalen's been studying him, and, usually the personnel doesn't change, but where he lines up changes. So they're doing some different things, and Jalen's doing a nice job of studying him.
Does he want to try and do different things when he is matched up against
him? Both of them are the players who they are. They got their strengths and they got their weaknesses, and each side's going to try to exploit those. I'm sure they're going to try to get him in the slot, maybe move him around a little bit instead of putting him outside where we can get our hands on him. So, we got to be able to adjust during the game to see how they're using DeAndre. And then obviously Fuller, he's some stuff to deal with also. So, we got a tough matchup this week.
How impressed is Lamar Miller?
Very impressive. He didn't get as many touches when he was in Miami. We played him a couple times, but we knew what kind of back he was. And Bill and their offensive staff's doing a really nice job of giving him the ball consistently over and over. He's definitely their workhorse. And the more carries he gets, I think the more powerful he gets. It's a credit to the young man and his conditioning and his strength level. So, he has the speed to take it to the house, and he can just bang you for four every snap. So he's an extremely talented back.
What do you see differently from Osweiler than maybe the first time you guys were studying?
They're not throwing it as much. They did the first time we play them. They've had some great success the last 4 or 5 weeks running the football, so they're putting it in Miller's hands. But when he does get to third down, he's making good decisions. He has a couple interceptions, and some of them are, some tips or something. But he's doing a nice job. He's accurate. And the biggest thing is, if you want to play some man coverage, you got to make sure you can control him, because he's been getting out running a little bit more than we did the first time we seen him. So we got to control him if he does get out of the pocket.
Are you surprised with how successful he's been at getting out of the pocket and running?
Well, because he's such a big man. But once he gets going, he's got some long strides and he covers some ground. So if we can corral him and keep him in there, I know he doesn't like pressure. But we got to be able to do that with a four-man rush and keep him in the pocket.
Derek made a couple of nice plays against the run last week. Yeah. Are you seeing still some signs that
Sin is a very good run defender for us. He's very technically sound, which allows him at 305 pounds to bang in there with some of these big guys. So he's playing the run extremely well. Obviously we keep challenging our front four for the pass rush side of things, but we like what we're seeing in the run game.
How frustrated was Paul that be limited in practice like that?
He gets frustrated every week. I limit him, or we limit him. For us, Puzz doesn't need to go out there and bang himself up anymore. He gets plenty of that on Sundays. So, he's sharp mentally. He comes in early and studies. We just want to make sure he plays fast on Sundays, and he has been doing that all year. So, we'll continue to do it even though he doesn't like it.